probably one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in the world was I was stationed in the Pribilof Islands in the middle of the Bering Sea, and I had taken my 3.48 Winchester and my shotgun with me, and so I had a permit to hunt from the. It's a fish and wildlife preserve. No one hunts there normally, but one of the marine biologists taught me how to prepare museum bird skins. And so if you ever get to St. Paul Island in the museum, there's an adult Pacific king eider that I shot and stuffed and labeled that's there. But I was out scouting, and we had 200 reindeer that were wild. They'd been brought to the island to be domesticated. And a reindeer, both male and female, have antlers, and they have a center brow tine, a shovel that they use for sweeping the snow off caribou moss so they can get down to feed in the winter. And I saw a reindeer that had a broken left front leg and had shed its antlers. So this meant there was no way it was going to be able to paw through the snow and feed. It was going to die of a starvation that winter. So I got permission from the island superintendent to harvest it. And I had some friends there who also had guns who were with the Weather Service, and they had a Jeep. And so we found this herd of 200 reindeer, and I went above them and lay down on a knoll, and I was about 70 feet from them, and the wind was blowing across me so they could smell me, but they couldn't see me. And he came in from downwind, just walking up on them so that they could see him, but they couldn't smell him. And I've got 7 power binoculars, and I'm lying on this rise, and here is a total wall of hooves and antlers, 180-pound animals, just whirling back and forth, and with the binoculars, they look like they're about 10 feet from me. And here I will see a solid wall coming towards me, and I'll drop the binoculars to make sure it's not time to stand up and wave my arms or something. But I must have lay there for 20 minutes just glassing them. The cripple had not joined the main herd, so we never harvested it. But to see all these wild animals just surging back and forth that close was an unbelievable experience.